morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. Of course, in order for the Bible to be true, there must be a God, because the Bible tells us who God is, his plans for us, his love for us. So one of the things we're talking about this week is, how do we know that there is a God? Not just that there's some God, but how do we know that there's a God who cares about us, who created us, who is all-powerful, who has a plan for us, who wants us to know him? That's what I'm talking about today, and I'm Pastor David, so welcome. I'd also like to welcome you to go to church this Sunday, and we would be happy to have you at First Baptist Church Fairfax for our 11 o'clock service. And I also preach at Beach Branch Baptist Church at 9 o'clock in Luray. And if you have any question about our church services, you can call 803-943-8237. Now, this week I've been talking about or making comments about my book, Prosperous and Successful. It walks you through how you can know the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And you can purchase it on Amazon. You can get a free sample on Amazon. You can also purchase it in the office at Fairfax First Baptist Church. And again, the number to call if you have any questions about this or the free counseling that we offer for all kinds of counseling needs. The number is 943-8237. So I'm talking about, how do we know God exists? And I've kind of laid down the ground rules yesterday. We can't prove something like that. We can't actually prove anything. And there's always some other possible explanation out there for almost anything you're trying to prove. So if you're talking about proving where you have, there's no other explanation that has any merit whatsoever, you can't really do that with anything. But the amount of evidence that we require for all the things that we believe in life is that it is the clearest explanation, the most reasonable explanation. Any other explanation would require me to really almost suspend reason and logic. When something is that reasonable, I used the example yesterday of the grocery store that I go to shop at exists because I passed by it yesterday. I shopped there a few days ago. There were no closing signs. I know someone who shopped there an hour ago and just talked to them, and they didn't mention anything about any kind of closing. You know, all of these things would mean that it's reasonable to believe I can go shop there. I'm not going to stay home just because it might not exist. You know, that would be crazy. So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about the evidence for God. My experience in life, the things I know about this universe, is best explained, is clearly explained by believing there is a God who created it, who created me, who is all-powerful, who loves me, than any other possible explanation by far. And so I believe, and I go about my life and my thinking and behavior with the assumption that God is real, because there's no other explanation for the world around me. So what are some of these evidences? Well, I mentioned yesterday the first life. Now, I think we could start more generally and just say creation. Look around you. Look at how beautiful creation is. Look at how all the different parts work together, the atmosphere, life, all the beauty of living beings. All right, but atheists, of course, have an answer. They'll say all of this came about by evolution. And so that makes the person who believes in God, it makes their task a little more difficult. You know, how do I respond to that? And they have all kinds of evidences they'll talk about for evolution. So I just like to focus on just one thing. Where did the first life come from? Where did that first living being come from? Because an atheist has to say that we lived in a completely life-free universe, and then at some point in time, life began. And okay, how did that happen? When you look at the very simplest living beings, the simplest one-cell beings, they are full of incredibly complex machines that all work together to make this thing we call life. We can't recreate life in a laboratory. We can't even take a dead living cell and make it come to life ordinarily. I mean, there are some cases where you might do that, but you know, to take something that's completely dead and it has all the parts there and create life out of it, it can't happen. And so given that, you know, how do we think that this highly complex machine just all came together? Well, even atheists don't have an answer for that. There are different theories out there, but they all sound wild and crazy. So crazy that the most popular theory today, you can hear leading evolutionary biologists in the world say that the first life on Earth probably came from some other planet. In other words, aliens put it here. But it begs the question, okay, well, where did that life come from? You see, there really is no answer to that question other than there is a creator with an intelligent design and purpose behind life who put life here. So that's kind of an argument from science. How about an argument just from personal experience? And this is my knowledge that there is a right and a wrong. I believe that there are some things that are simply wrong. It is evil to abuse children for fun. You know, it's evil. It's wrong. There's no way that I could say, well, I think it's evil, but someone else might enjoy, you know, causing children to shriek in pain by physically tormenting them. So maybe it's okay for them. No, it is simply wrong. It is evil. Hitler was evil in what he did in the Holocaust. There are some things that are wrong. Now, right away, an atheist will say, well, are you saying all atheists are evil? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Atheists can be very kind, loving, friendly people, make great neighbors. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that they are not making any sense if they claim there is a real right and wrong. Where does a real right and wrong come from? If we're all just living in an impersonal universe, there's no design behind it. We just happen to be here. Life came about by chance. We developed. And, you know, then what makes my opinion on right and wrong more valid than your opinion? There's no one over us to rule. No, here is what is right. And so there cannot be any absolute true right and wrong. Right and wrong is just a matter of preference. Now, an atheist might have a preference for certain things being right and certain things being wrong that I agree with. But from an atheistic viewpoint, they're all just preferences. But there's something in me that screams out, no, there are some things that really are wrong. It's not just my preference. It's not just my opinion. That is wrong. And I think that's how God created me. God created me with this internal knowledge that there is a right and wrong, and that means there is a God. There is an authority over this universe. There is a creator. That's the only explanation for where that comes from. Or I'll give you another one. The fact that people even debate, is there a God or not? Really, I think would be absurd if there was no God. I can understand why if God created us and there's this separation between us because of sin and we don't visibly see him, I can understand why in a world with a God, some people might not believe and there could be arguments. But if there was no God at all, if we're all here by chance, and these beings who are just matter that has come together in an interesting way, how they can debate something like, does an eternal God exist or not? That debate just looks crazy to me, how that could ever happen. In fact, all of our reasoning processes in our brain are just the products of evolution. And they're there, they're designed to help us survive, but they don't really guide us to truth. There's no reason why evolution would create beings who can evaluate the existence or non-existence of God, or any reason why we should trust our brains at all to guide us to what is right or not right. And so the idea of an atheistic universe where beings who have come about by chance are debating amongst themselves whether or not there is a God, that sounds absurd to me. It makes perfect sense if there is a God. God gave us reason. God gave us our minds. He created us because he wants us to know him. And so it makes perfect sense. Now, there is one thing that atheists will come up with. They'll say, well, how do you explain evil? How can there be a God when there's evil in the world? Well, I would say, how could there be evil in the world if there is not a God in the world? You see, the whole concept of evil assumes a God. And I'll pick up there next week. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.